Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
If you have your copy of God's Word, if you turn to the Gospel of John, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, Lord willing, this morning. John 1, 1 through 18. On a message I've titled today, What Does Your Light Reveal? When you get there, if you're able to stand, would you please stand for the reading of God's Word? John chapter 1, starting with verse 1. And here the Bible says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word this morning. I'm praying now that you help us for just a few minutes to be able to preach on this text. Lord, keep me out of the way, but let you be seen. Let you be glorified. Let you be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to start out by asking the question this morning that everybody needs an answer for by the time we leave. Is what does your light reveal? I want you to think on that thought throughout this text about what does your light reveal. When I was a small boy growing up, and I grew up not far from here down on Maloneville Road, everybody knows where my parents live. I grew up there, and across the cow pasture was my grandfather's house. It's that big gray two-story old 1800 farmhouse that sits there on Maloneville Road, there close to the roads, gray with a tin roof, and that's where my grandfather lived. Well, from time to time, me and my sister, usually just me and Pam, we would go out there and spend the night at my grandfather's house. Well, my grandmother, which was living at the time, her name was Bessie Chesney, and we would go to spend the night, and at nighttime, that house was the scariest place you've ever been in your life. It was dark. And she would keep us, she would put us in a room upstairs in that old house, and it was as black could be. You could not see your hand in front of your face unless there was a light on. And we would get up there, and it was creepy. And my sister Pam always told me that was where all the ghosts lived, too. And she was like 3 years older than me. And so I was always scared to death every time we went as we'd get in the bed. And I'd lay awake most of the night wondering, you know, about all the ghosts. And she made up all the stories about slaves that had died building the house. And they were buried in the walls and all this stuff. Well, up there in that house, it being pitch black. And my grandmother, Bessie, she would tuck me in a bed up there in that bedroom. And she had this way, she would smooth her hand over my head like this and rub her hand over my head. And she would talk real soothing to me. And she knew I was scared. And she'd say, honey, she said, if you get homesick or you get scared, I want you to look out that window. And she said, you see that light across the field? She said, that's your mom and daddy's house. And if you get scared, you just look out there and you know that your mom and daddy's just right there. And that would bring me such relief by being able to see just that tiny light across that field, knowing that I was safe because of that light right there. If that light wasn't there, I'd have laid awake all night scared to death of the darkness. They say that light travels a foot every 1 nanosecond. I don't know if you know how fast that is, but they say light can circle this earth 7 times in less than a minute. That is some fast stuff. Over in the book of Genesis, in the first 5 verses, the Bible tells us that God created light. That before God created light, that the world was in darkness. It says in Genesis 1, starting with verse 1, in the beginning, God. Let's not forget that right there, by the way, for all those atheists out there and the evolutionists and all the Big Bang theories out there. It says in the beginning, God created. You take that atheist college professor, wherever he may be, and you tell him the Bible says, and God created. It didn't say that we was created out some boom, something exploded, and somehow we got all this intelligent design out of an explosion. No, the Bible says God created. God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. I want you to notice right there that when God said, let there be light, He had not created the sun yet. The sun is not created till a later time. If you read on down there, you'll find where God creates the sun. But God said, let there be light. He knew what? There was light. He didn't need the sun. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Well, here we have an explanation of how all this came to be. Of how before God spoke the words and said, let there be light, that this world was in darkness, completely void of any light. But God said that the light was good. Did you notice that? Every time you see light mentioned in the Bible, it's referring to something good. Jesus says that I am the light. He's good. He's all good. God created the light, and He said, it's good. The light is good. Well, we've mentioned here the properties of light in one sense of how maybe a scientist would break it down. Somebody that studies things like that and could tell us how fast light goes around the earth. I don't know how they understand how that works or not. I don't care. But in that sense, we can talk about light all day long. We can talk about these lights in our chandeliers right now. We can talk about the ones all throughout the church. But light, it's important for us to understand that we need light in our lives. In our opening text, John tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I don't know if you understand this or not, but there's a lot of people today that despise the Gospel of John. Did you know that? You would think one of the greatest books in all ever in history is the Gospel of John. I mean, you can take the Gospel of John and somebody can read that and they can know who God is. They can understand who Jesus is. They can be convicted in their heart that they're a lost sinner that needs to be saved by reading the Gospel of John. Just the Gospel of John. But there are people out there that despise this book. Do you know a lot of the Jews? They can't stand this book. They claim that John is anti-Semitic, that he is against the Jews because everything he says is derogatory and casts the Jews in a bad, can I use the pun, light. It casts the Jews in a bad light. There's other groups of people that say the Gospel of John was not really intended to be one of the Gospels like Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which we call the Synoptic Gospels. That word is not in the Bible, but it's what we use when you're studying in-depth theology and things. We'll say synoptic. That means the same. So the Matthew, Mark, and Luke are considered the same. They give the same story. They're mostly Jewish written books, except Mark is more toward the Gentile. But John is completely different than these. He doesn't dwell on the birth of Christ. He doesn't dwell on the genealogy of Christ. He doesn't dwell on a lot of the miracles that Christ did, the signs, gifts, and miracles and wonders He performed for the Jew to be able to believe. And so John gets right to the point. In fact, in his opening words there, he says something that is, it becomes a problem for a lot of people. Did you see what he said? He said, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. But then he says this little phrase, which is what everybody hates, and the Word was God. You need to understand something this morning, if you don't get anything else today, that Jesus Christ is in fact God. He is God. What God did to be able to identify with man, which is why he's called the Son of Man, Jesus is, he became flesh. When he became flesh, the incarnation, when he became a man, he became a man in flesh, but he is the God-man. He is God robed in flesh. In other words, God stepped down from his throne in glory. He laid aside his scepter. He took off his golden crown and laid it aside. And he took on the flesh of a man like we are, women. I'm not leaving you out. That's just the universal term, man. And he put on flesh like we are, robed himself in flesh to identify with us, to come to this place. Because the Bible says he loved us is why he did it. He came here because he loved us and he died for us and wanted to save us. But John says that Jesus, the Word, which by the way, that word, Word, is capitalized with a capital W. That is a title, that is a proper name for the Lord Jesus, the Logos. It means the Word Jesus. He is our Savior, is what that word means. And so there's a lot of people that come against the Gospel of John. In fact, if you ever want a way to run off the Jehovah Witness from your door, you know, when they come to your door and, you know, and they've got their little pamphlets and all this, and they want to talk to you for a little bit, all you got to do is say, would you please explain to me John chapter 1, verse 1? Tell me what you think about that. They will soon be hitting the pavement and going somewhere else. You see, the Jehovah Witness does not believe that Jesus is God. They do not believe in the deity of Christ. And that's what John has come out with, is showing us the deity of Christ. And the Jehovah Witnesses, they do not believe that. They actually believe that Jesus is Michael the Archangel in flesh, if you believe that. Which is not too awful far away from what the Mormons believe about Jesus. The Mormons believe that he's the brother of Satan, of Lucifer. So if you ever want to get rid of the Mormons or Jehovah Witnesses, have a little conversation about John chapter 1, verse 1. But John assures us that Jesus, the Word, is in fact, was and is God. John goes on to tell us in that same verse is there, he says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now we read in Genesis 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, there of the beginning of creation, there is all three of the Trinity. That's another thing that the Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons don't believe in either, is the Trinity. The Trinity being the triune Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all three in one. They believe that we are teaching and preaching heresy by saying that we actually worship three different gods, they say. No, it's the same God. It's the same God. And so John says the same was in the beginning. So Jesus was actually the one that was responsible for creation. It actually says the word Jesus in the beginning, that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Many people believe that Jesus just began in Bethlehem as the baby. And we sing about it at Christmas. That's only the incarnate Christ. That's when God, robed in flesh, came here to this earth. Paul says this in Colossians 1, 16 and 17. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. John is speaking specifically about the Lord Jesus Christ, is who he's speaking of.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.